Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
As bad as that Heat game was, right? I'm more upset with the Marlins and Robbie.
What?
The Marlins were up 7-0.
Yep. Jazz had a grand slam.
And Robbie sends a text. Last chance. Last chance. Because every time they take a lead, he bets the other team. And I'm like, there's no way.
Dude, it was amazing. They are incredible how bad they are this year. And then on top of it, Peter Bendix, before the game, had like a State of the Marlins address, which, I mean, this guy's already done like a huge Q&A with Craig Mish in the Miami Herald, and now he is.
By the way, that Minervini looking at him like, oh, my God. Like,
he's like, this guy's goose is cooked.
I mean, I
you know,
it's usually up tempo, upbeat.
Yeah,
like I've never seen a look like that out of him,
dude. It was something. So you're like watching this guy, and he's just getting Mish has had enough. You know, he's like, I've had enough. He's been this poor Craig Mish has been sitting here waiting for the Marlins to get good. They finally make the playoffs last year, and it's now been due from what he's calling the worst April of baseball he's ever seen in his life, which hard to argue, and. Peter Bendix goes out. He goes, I have faith. It's going to turn around. This is all that happened. And you know what? I want to know what the feeling he had yesterday was, where he's like, I think I nailed that. And then the team goes up 7-0. He goes, probably thinking to himself, you see, things are looking up. And then all of a sudden, all hell breaks loose and they lose. And they're down 9-7. 9-7.
Oof.
How do you blow a 7-0 lead?
Woo.
How does that happen? How do they invent new ways to lose?
I think I could have pitched and threw meatballs and not gave up 9 runs.
Right? This is
right?
Crazy.
Soft pitch.
It's crazy. And so, like, I don't know what to look. It's beyond frustrating because it's like, while yes, you have excuses you can lean on because they are snake bit. They have had unbelievable bad injury luck. They've lost 4/5 of their rotation. They're losing. They lost Berger. They've lost even Avi Garcia went on the IL yesterday. Even though I'm glad if I never have to see him play baseball again, great. But they've been so bad. You know, we find out this year that Skip Schumacher basically is like deuces after the season. You know, cut the contract short. And we're sitting here, and it's like, who's running this circus? And you just go to this poor bastard, Peter Bendix, who sits there. And look, we talked to him at spring training. Seems like a nice enough guy. Very clearly seems like a smart individual. But you know what he feels like to me, Leroy? It's like, you know what drives you nuts when you go to Publix and you hate when the Publix deli will be like, we'll be right with you, sir. Like they're just trying to put a smile, but you know it's a terrible situation because it's the lunch rush hour, and you're never gonna get your sandwich. That's what it's like with Peter Bendix. Like he's sitting there, he's got to smile through all of this pain and be like, just don't be mad at Bruce Sherman. It's like,
hey, he's been there for 2 minutes.
I know
he is taking the heat of, and because here's what's gonna happen to him, and it's unfair because we don't even know the real reasons why. right? I think, you know, it probably has to do with money and spending money and you know, and spending money on certain players or whatever. That always seems to be the thing that causes problems between the GM and the owner, right? Over the history of this franchise. But he's going to have to take the heat of Kim Ng, right? She was never this bad.
No, right? Kim Ng made great trades last year. They made the playoffs.
Right.
They made the playoffs last year. But
at some point here, I believe this truly. No matter what you own, no matter what you have, a part of that, you have to spend money on it, right? If you have an old busted up car and you can't really get a new car, you're going to have to spend some money to keep that engine running. You can't go short, you know, you can't go economy. You want to, okay, at least my engine is going to work, right? It's the same thing with these franchises. There's a couple of positions that you say, okay, I'm going to need to spend some money. At least we'll have a base.
Mm-hmm.
And this team has really never done that.
It's just like it's a frustrating cycle right now because, like, in the past eras of the Marlins, you knew who to be mad at. Like, you were mad at Jeffrey Loria. You knew he was meddling and crazy. And just right now, it's like, well, who am I pissed at? Am I pissed at, you know, Bruce Sherman? Like, he put Derek Jeter in charge and Derek Jeter didn't know how to run a baseball organization and then was rats off a ship. Do I get mad at, you know, am I supposed to be mad at Kim Ng because she gave a bunch of money to Avi Garcia? Well, she made the playoffs. Like, how can I be mad at her? Am I supposed to be mad at this dude who's, like, very clearly in over his head but is new to the job and hasn't really had a chance to do the job because his first month on the job of meaningful baseball, his team is having one of the worst months in franchise history. Am I supposed to be mad at him? So it just feels rudderless. It feels hopeless. And yeah, I get the spending money thing. Everybody wants to go spending money. Dude, they have not drafted. This team, this organization has not drafted a position player worth a damn since when? Christian Yelich?
Right.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Like, you know, it's wild. And, you know, I just find it I find it really depressing, but it's, I think, even worse because, yeah, I think that anybody who is mad right now, you're just mad because there's a body there and Peter Bendix is here to, I guess, protect Bruce Sherman, which I don't even know if people could, you know.
But we don't even know.
I don't even know if you could point out Bruce Sherman if he walked down the street.
The crazy thing about all of this is that all you have is the results of not good baseball, but you don't know the inner workings of the franchise. At least with the past regime, you knew who was responsible for what.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You knew whether it was a money thing, a decision thing, giving money to the wrong. You always knew. Now you have no idea who's doing what.
Yeah, it was.
Right?
I
think that's the bigger issue is that, okay, yeah, the team's not playing well and the team's not really good right now. We don't know who to blame because we don't know who's responsible.
Everybody's responsible. Everybody who's come down here has not been very good at what they, I guess, you know, the only one you could say is, you know, left with some pride was Kim Ng. But, you know, like I saw yesterday, David Lang from Local 10, he's like, who's laughing the most at the Marlins right now?
Is it Kim Ng?
Is it Derek Jeter? Is it Jeffrey Loria? And it's easily Jeffrey Loria. He has $1 billion.
Right. Oh, yeah.
It's easily Jeffrey Loria because he sat out here. Everybody hated him anyway. And so now the Marlins continue to be a disaster, but he's $1 billion richer. Derek Jeter, he's laughing, but he was a huge failure down here. Like, let's not forget. The dude sucked. He was deadbeat Jeets. Didn't have enough dough to actually own the team, so he had to be the pseudo GM. Put his boy Gary Denbo in charge. That was a disaster. They couldn't trade any of these Marlins assets for anything good other than one pitcher in Sandy Alcantara. Everybody else was a fly. You got nothing for JT Realmuto. You got nothing for Christian Yelich. Got nothing for Giancarlo Stanton. And they didn't pick anybody good. The only guy that they got seemingly worth a damn is Jazz Chisholm. But they had to give up a stud to get him in the B-man, Zach Gallen.
Right.
So, I don't know.
I don't understand how you have to give up so much in trades, yet you've had more productive players than the guys you've traded for, and you've gotten crickets for them.
Dude.
Right? Think about that. Well, Stanton, it was the money thing.
Yeah, Stanton was the money thing. Fine.
Right? But Yelich?
Yelich should have been. Yelich was on one of the cheaper contracts in baseball.
You telling me Yelich could have got somebody that was similar to what you gave up to Jazz Chisholm?
It's arguable that it was as bad because he's not as good a player, so I'm never going to put anything in the Miguel Cabrera trade, but it's arguably as bad as the Miguel Cabrera trade. And he did go on to win an MVP. You know, right. Which I saw the entire time. I completely
didn't he get that. Then what didn't he get? What wasn't he the most recent person to the Triple Crown? Yeah, it was Miguel Cabrera, right?
Yes,
the most recent guy to hit for Triple Crown. So, like, yeah, these are, think of the guys, and I'm not saying, you know, like, but the way I look at this franchise, money aside, forget the money. If you just look at the trades that were made, what you gave up and what that player went on to be, and what you got back, right? You've given up. Didn't Zach Allen win the Cy Young?
Yes.
No. Yes.
Yeah, I believe he did.
Miguel Cabrera won the MVP.
Yep.
Christian Yelich won an MVP.
Yep.
Right? So even if you don't, for those guys, even if you don't get MVPs back, you got to get pretty good players. Or some farm system guys, right? Nothing.
Nada.
Nada. Nothing.
We get 60 games of Jazz Chisholm every year.
So while we sitting here talking about money, or whatever, just look at those decisions right there and say, how are we the only team trading stars in this league for crickets?
And Gallen didn't win the sign. I'm sorry. He didn't win the sign, but he was in the hunt. Yeah.
I wasn't sure.
But yeah, I don't know, man. And the thing is, probably the people we should be most mad at about this is Major League Baseball because they were so desperate to put Derek Jeter on the face of a baseball team because they thought he could just Jeets it. And
Jeets it.
And he blew, like, they should have given us Jorge Mas. That's the way it should have been. Look at Jorge Mas now. Jorge Mas got messy. Jorge Mas brought it. Jorge Mas hooked it up with David Beckham. They got a guy with actual dough. Look at him now. Look at the Pinks compared to the Marlins. The Pinks are a Beatles tour everywhere they go right now. It's 70,000 at Gillette Stadium. It's the number one show in this league and being the face of a league. And the Marlins got stuck with Judge Judy's cousin.
Here's what I would say.
Don't look at me like that, Marcos.
Not even Judge Judy.
Here's what I would say about that.
Her cousin.
And I told you this when the Dolphins owner took over, Stephen Ross.
Yeah.
When he took over, right? And I said, never underestimate the resources a owner is willing to put in a team for success. It may not always work out, but the one thing you appreciate about Stephen Ross, no matter what the issue is, it'll never be about money, right? Now, if I take that same situation and put it in all the other sports, okay, look at what the Pinks are doing, right? I'm not saying they're spending their money carelessly, but I'm saying money is not one of the reasons why they're going to come up short.
Yep.
Right? Almost look at what the Panthers are doing, right? They invested in the right people. Money has never been an issue as far as building a championship
caliber
team.
Since new ownership, yeah, it hasn't been an issue. Yeah.
Right. Now, you look at the Marlins. Every time we discuss the Marlins and we discuss where this franchise is, it always comes back to one thing. The owner is not willing to invest in the team.
All right, we'll take a quick break. That was a lot of Marlins to open up a Monday.
Very sure. I did not expect
it. Leroy was indie. That's what he's most pissed about.
In segment one. That's good, though.
Look, if you guys don't want to be pissed about the Marlins, do what Robbie's been doing. Robbie the Degenerate has a plan, and what he's been doing is
true.
It is more fruitful than four gold Bob year.
It's incredible. It's incredible.
It's incredible.
This is what
he probably made an absolute killing yesterday.
Yeah, if you haven't seen Robbie, it's because he's on an island somewhere just being built off wealth of a Marlins month where he just cannot stop winning. And it's live betting as soon as the Marlins get a lead, knowing they're going to blow it. It's genius. So he's getting like plus 700 chili peppers every night, Marcos.
I mean, that is the only way you could potentially watch these games and not go into depression. So I think it's a foolproof plan.
Take a break. Back with more after this.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.